Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third and last topic of Parshas Achrei Mois, Isurei Arayos, Perek Yudches, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe leimor, daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarto aleihem, ani Adonai Eloheichem, kemaasei Eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo. לא יססו וכמעשי ארץ כנען אשר אני מביא אתכם שמו לא יססו ובחוקותיהם לא יסלחו. And Hashem told Moshe, tell Am Yisrael and speak to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the one who told you on Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that you must be mekayem my gzeiros. And here they are. Do not act as the Mitzrim that you were in their land for so many years. Do not follow their actions. And do not follow the actions like the Canaanim that I am bringing you to their land. Do not follow their customs in the things that they do. Says Rashi, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani hu shomarti b'Sinai, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. V'kibaltem aleichem malchusi. You accepted upon yourself that I will be your king. Me'ato kablu gzeiroisai. And therefore you have to accept all my commandments. Rebbe Yoimer, Golev Yodua Lefonov, Hashem knew the future. Shesoyifon, Lenatek ba'aroyois, they're going to connect themselves to Isurei Arayois, Bimei Ezra. When they came back from Golus Bovel, at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the pasuk over there describes that they married noshim nechriyos, goyish women. Even though we know that goyish women are not part of the arayos, so we're not going to list them in our parasha. They can come up later in Parshas Vayeschanan. Nevertheless, they're related to isurei arayos, women that you're not allowed to marry. Lefichor bo aleihem gzeiro ani Hashem Elokeichem, du mi goyzer aleichem. Recognize who is the one commanding you. Dayon lipora v'nemon l'shalem schal. I am the one that's capable of punishing, and I am the one that's capable of giving schar to those who keep my mitzvahs. Kemas yeret Mitzrayim magi. This teaches us why were these two nations picked, Mitzrayim and Knani. Shemaaseim shel Mitzrayim shel Knani mikulkolim mikol omois. They're worse than any other nation. Voisei mokem sheyoshu bo Yisrael mikulkol min hakol. And specifically, where Am Yisrael dwelled in Mitzrayim, in Eretz Goshen, that was the worst of the whole Mitzrayim. Asher ani mevi eschem, magid sho'ison ha'momin shekovshu Yisrael mekul kolim mekulam. The nations that Am Yisrael captured in Eretz Yisrael were worse than any other nations. Uvechukoyseim lo yiseleichu, do not follow their customs. Ma'iniach ha'kosu v'sholo yomah. You just told me, don't do like their actions. What is uvechukoyseim coming to add? Emvat Rashi elo elu nimusay shalohem. Dvorim mechakukim lohem. Minhogim that they have. Kegoin tartiyois v'itztadiyois. They have stadiums and they have different types of games over there. Different oxen fighting people and other types of games. Don't do that. Chazal list a whole bunch of list things in Masechta Shavuos they know how to do. That goyim used to do based on superstition. If you walk out of the house and a black cat passes by, it's not going to be a good day. If you dropped your stick, it's not going to be a good day. And other types of superstitions. That's uvechukoseim lo yiseleichu, according to Rambam. Posuk daled es mishpotai tasu vezchukoseim tishmeru lo leches bohem ani Adonai Eloheichem. Keep my mishpotim and guard my chukim. The difference between a mishpot and a choik, a mishpot is something that even if the Torah didn't say it, you would figure out on your own that that's the proper way to live. Not to kill, not to steal, and others. Chukim are things that without the Torah, you would never have thought of such things. Like not eating chazer, not wearing shatnez, poraduma, and the like. Keep all of them, whether mishpotim, whether chukim. Lo leches bohem, to constantly go in the path of the Torah that Hashem commanded us. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says Rashi, es mishpotai ta'asu, elu dvorim ha'amurim ha'Torah b'mishpot.
That's logical. She'ilu lo yinemru, or you kedai lo amron, even if they weren't said, anyone could figure out that they should be said.
Ve'ezru koisai tishmeru, dvorim shen gzeras melech, Hashem's commandments. She yitzer hara meishiv aleihem, lomo lanu l'shomron. The yitzer hara wants to know, why should we keep these? What's the logic? Vomos oilo meshivin aleihem, the goyim ask about it. Kegoy nechilas chazir, ulevishat shatneiz, v'taharos mechatos, the poro adumo. Lekach nemar, ani Hashem, gozalti aleichem, I commanded you to keep these mitzvahs, ia Torah shali poter, you have no right to potter yourself from keeping the mitzvahs. Loleches bohem, constantly, alti poter mitoichom, don't get yourself out of it, of learning the Torah and the mitzvahs. Shaloi toima, one may say, lamarati chochmas Yisrael. I learned through the whole Torah, now elech ve'elmud chochmas umois, I want to learn the chochma of the nations. Says the Torah, no, lo leches bohem, constantly, constantly delve in the Torah.
Pozuk hei, ushmaltem es chukoisai, ves mishpotai, asher yaseh oisom hodom, bochai bohem, ani adoinoi.
And you should guard my chukim and mishpotim, and if you keep them, you will live an eternal life in Olam Habo. Ani Hashem, and I am faithful to pay those who keep the mitzvahs.
Says Rashi, Ushmaltem es chukoisai.
It already said in Posuk Dalet, Veschukoisai tishmeru, what is Posuk Hei coming to add?
Leraboi shal dikduke aparsho, sheloi porat akosuv bohem.
Even chukim that are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, or the details of the chukim, the Chazal do now from Droshois, that also you have to keep.
Why does he repeat the posuk? Liten shmiro v'asiyo lechukim u'shmiro v'asiyo lemishpotim. Lefi shelo inotzan elo asiyo lemishpotim u'shmiro lechukim.
In posuk Dalet it says, es mishpotai ta'asu, do the mishpotim, and chukoisai tishmiru, guard the chukim. How do I know that you have to do the chukim and guard the mishpotim? That's what posuk Hei is coming to add.
U'shmaltem es chukoisai ves mishpotai asher yaseh.
Ushmaltem is going on Mishpotim also, and the Yase is going also on the Chukim.
Vochai bohem, lo'oilom abo, sheim toimar, bo'oilom hazeh, la'loi seifi umeis,
everybody dies eventually. Vochai bohem must mean an eternal life in oilom abo.
Ani Hashem nemon l'shalem schal.
Posuk vov ish ish el kol she'er besaroi lo yisik revu lagalo yisarvo. Ani Adonai.
Throughout the parsha, we're going to be seeing this phrase many times, Gilui Ervo, literally translated to uncover the private parts. But what it's referring to, Lamaisa, is the Isser of Tashmish Hamito, the Isser of relations with the following women.
Says the Torah, Ish Ish, anybody, El Kol She'er Besoroi, to a relative, Loi Sikrevu Legaloi Servo, do not come close to have relations with such women. Ani Hashem.
Says Rashi lo yisikrevu.
There's a problem in the pasuk. It starts off with ish, a man, which is loshen yochid. It should have continued lo yisikrav. What is lo yisikrevu loshen rabim?
Lehazir anekevu kezocho.
Although throughout the parsha, the Torah is talking to the man. You don't have relation with these lists of women. Nevertheless, the Isra applies equally to the woman.
Lehazer anekevo kazocho, lekach nemar loshen rabbi.
Ani Hashem, nemon neshalem schar, I am trustworthy to pay schar to those who keep my mitzvahs.
Posuk zayin, ervas ovicho, ervas imecho, lo yisegalei, imecho hi, lo yisegale ervoso.
Although literally translated would sound like the Torah is telling you do not have relations with your father, nevertheless, Rashi says, the pshat in the posuk is, do not have relations with your father's wife or with your mother. Those two people not necessarily are the same person. A person may not have relations with his father's wife even if it's not his mother, nor may he have relations with his mother even if it's not his father's wife.
Says Rashi, Elvas avicho zu eishes avicho, your father's wife.
Oy eino elikum ashmoy, take it literally, your father. Which would be an additional iser to Mishkav Zohu, which we'll see later on.
Says Rashi, no.
Nema kan elvas avicho.
Nema lalon at the end of Parshas Kedoshim elvas oviv gilo. Malalon Ishes Oviv, as it says specifically over there, Avkan Ishes Oviv, your father's wife. Velvas imecho lovi imoy she'eino Ishes Oviv. That's also one of the arayas. Posuk ches ervas Ishes Avicho lo yisegalei ervas Avicho hi. Do not have relations with your father's wife, because that is the equivalent of revealing the nakedness of your father. It's a bizoyin for your father. We know this already. Rashi told us, Posuk Zayin, Elvas Avicho is talking about Eishes Av. And for Rashi, Elvas Eishes Avicho le'rabois le'achal miso. After your father died, and she is no longer your father's wife, he's dead, nevertheless, she is still osur. Posuk Tes, Elvas Acho Yisecho Vas Avicho, Oy Vasimecho, Moiledes Avicho, Oy Moiledes Bais, Oy Moiledes Chutz, Do not have relations with your sister, even if she's a half-sister. She's the daughter of your father or the daughter of your mother. And back to the daughter of your father, makes no difference what the nature of the marriage of your father with this girl's mother is. Whether she's moiledes bais, namely she's a legal marriage that your father is allowed to keep his wife, such a sister is usur, whether it's an illegal marriage. For instance, your father is married to a mamzeres. Nevertheless, the daughter that he has is still your sister, and you may not have relations with her. Says Rashi, Bas avicho af bas anusa b'mashma. Even if your father had your sister, not through a marriage. He was me'anes someone, a woman. He raped her. Nevertheless, that girl is considered his daughter, and therefore your sister, and she is also. Moiledes bais and moiledes chutz, bein she'emrim lo ilo avicho, kayem es imo. That's moiledes bais, you can keep her. Bein she'emrim lo hoitzei es imo. Divorce her, kegoin mamzeres oy nesino. Either way, the daughter of such a union is your sister, and you may not have relations with her. Posuk yud ervas bas binecho oy vas bitecho lo yisigale ervoson ki ervosecho heino. Do not have relations with your granddaughter. Two types of granddaughter. Your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. And what about a daughter herself? That we know from a Kal Vachomer. If your granddaughter's usur, surely your daughter's usur. Nevertheless, we have a klal in Unshim and Adin. You can't punish based on a Kal Vachomer. So we learn that from a Gzeira Shova. But that erva of Bitoy is also included over here. Says Rashi Elvas Bas Bincho. We're talking about a granddaughter from Me'anusa. She's not your son or your daughter from a marriage. Rather, she's a granddaughter from your son or your daughter, not from a marriage. How does Rashi know that? Because ubitoi, ubas bitoi, me'ishtoi, if it will be from a regular marriage, onu lemedim, me'elvas isho bito. We're going to see later on in Posuk Yud Zayin. You may not marry, may not have relations with your wife's granddaughter or daughter. Over there it says, Shenem aloi segalet, bein shehi mimenu u bein shehi mishachel. If it's through a proper marriage, so her daughter and granddaughter is included already in that iser of your wife's daughter and granddaughter. Must be this pasuk is talking about that she's your daughter and granddaughter, not from a wife, rather from an anusa. Elvas bas bincho, what happened to the daughter herself? Kal vachomer lebitcho, that it's also ulefishe elo lefishe in azir min adin lomdu megzira shovo masech tiyevomes. We learn out from megzira shovo that a bitoy is also. Posu gurale elvas bas eishes avicho moiledes avicho achoisecho hi loisegale elvoso. Do not have relations with the daughter of your father's wife, who she had a daughter from your father. That's your sister. And therefore you may not have relations with her. We know this already. And from Posuk Tes, why is the Posuk repeating again the Iser Erva of your sister? And for Rashi, Ervas Ba'es Eishes Avicho Lomed She'inoi Chayov Al Achoisei Meshivcho V'Nochis. This is coming to exclude if a person's father had relations with a shivcho, shivcho knanis, or a goyo, and they had a daughter, such a sister is not considered an erva of a sister. She's not related to your father. She's not related to you at all. L'kach ne'mal bas eishes avicho. B'ra'uya l'kidushin. She must be ro'uy, a woman that could theoretically marry your father, even if she's not actually married, like Rashi told us above in Posuk Tes. Even if your father was me'anes someone and they had a daughter, she is still going to be aser. But this Posuk tells us it has to be bas eishes avicho. She has to be ro'uy to marriage for your father, not a shivcha en enochis, who is not ro'uy for a marriage at all. And if your father indeed had relations with a shivcha en enochis and had a daughter, she is not included in the iser erva. Posuk yud beis, ervas achois avicho lo yisegalei she'er avicho hi. Do not have relations with your father's sister. She is a relative of your father, which makes her a relative of yours. You may not have relations with her. Ervas achoisim echol lo yisegalei ki she'irim echol hi. Do not have relations with your mother's sister. She is related to your mother, and therefore related to you, and is also ba'arayus. Posuk yud daled, ervas achi avichol lo yisegalei elin shtoi lo yisekov doidos echol hi. The literal translation of the posuk would have sounded like, you may not have relations with your father's brother. In addition to Mishkav Zohu, there's another Isser. But Rashi says, no, this Pasuk is referring to his wife. Do not be Megale, the Elva of your father or your father's brother. How would you do that? By having relations with his wife. And this is the Elva of Eishes Achi Avicho, Doido Sechohi, she's your aunt, and you may not have relations with her. Says Rashi, Elvas Achi Avicho Loisegale, Umayi Elvosoi, El Ishtoi Loisikrov. The second half of the Pasuk is explaining the first half of the Pasuk. Pasuk Tezvo, Elvas Kalos Acho Loisegale, Eishes Binacho, He Loisegale Elvoso. Do not have relations with your daughter-in-law, namely your son's wife. But it has to be a wife that he's married to her. Not stam if he had relations with a woman, does it become usher to his father? Only if it's a real marriage. Says Rashi, Eishes bincho leomalti elo b'sheyesh lebincho ishus bo. Prat la'anusa, if the son was me'anes a woman, she is not usher to the father. V'shivcho v'nochis, there, even if they're acting as married, but it's not a marriage at all, because you can't be married to a goyo. Posuk tezayin, ervas eishes ochicho lo yisegalei, ervas ochicho hi. Do not have relations with your brother's wife. That's considered as if you were megale your brother's elvo, and that's related to you. Do not have relations with her. Posuk tezayin, ervas isho uvito lo yisegalei esbas beno besbas bito lo yisikach legalo yiselvoso sharo heino. Zimohi. Do not have relations with your wife's daughter or any of her granddaughters, her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter, being that they're related one to another. This is a zimo. Rashi says zimo means eitza. It's a bad idea. Says Rashi, Elvas isho ubito. The only time a woman's daughter and granddaughter is usher to you is if you are married to the mother, to the grandmother. Lekach ve'mar lo yisikach. Loshen kicho, which means a marriage. Even though in the posuk, it would sound like that the word lo yisikach is referring to the bito and the bas bito and bas bito. Over there is no kicho, kiddushin is not toifis, once you're married to the mother or the grandmother. Nevertheless, Rashi darshaning it to be referring to the isha, the original isha. If you were sikach her, there's a kiddushin, you're married to her, only then are you also to marry or to have relations with her daughter or granddaughter. Bechein le'inyan ha'oinesh in parashas kiddushim, asha yikach es isha ve'es imo loshen kicho. There also, it says loshen kicho. Avol onas isha, if a person raped a woman, muta lisabito, there was no issue in marrying her daughter. Sha'aro heino, Kroivois zulozu, being that they're relatives one to another, it's an Isur arayis. Zimo is loshen eitzo, ketar gumoi, atzas chetin, she yitzrecho, yoatzcho lachatoi. Your yitzahora is advising you to sin. In our pasuk, it describes this erva as a woman. You're married to a woman. You may not have relations with her daughter or granddaughter. But the truth is, it applies the other way also. If a person is married to a woman, he's usher in relations with her mother, his mother-in-law, and her two grandmothers. It's the same idea. As a matter of fact, in Parshas Kedoshim, the sister of Parshas Achrei Mois, over here it tells us about the Isurei Arayos. There it tells us about the Onshei Arayos. Over there it says, Es Isha Ves Ima, her mother. It goes in both directions, three generations.
Posu Gudches Ve'isho Elacho Isa Lo Yisi Koch Litzroir Legalo Yisel Voso Oleho Bechayeho.
And do not have relations with your wife's sister. Litzroir, to marry two sisters as two wives, to make them into tzorois. That's what a second wife is called, a tzoro, because often it will cause tzorois in the house. Do not have relations with your wife's sister, legalois elvosa oleho, but only bechayeho, only so long as your wife is alive. Even if you divorced her, you're also to marry her sister, but once a person's wife died, he is mutter to marry her sister.
Says Rashi, alachu yisa shtein kachas, both of them together.
Rashi is telling you that the word el over here is as if it said im achoiso, shtein kachas.
Litzroer loshen tzoro, laso es zu tzoro lozu,
to make her a tzoro, one to another, a tzoro means a second wife.
Bechayeho limedcho shem girsho,
even if you divorced her, lo yiso es achoiso, called man sheiva chayim, so long as she's alive. But once she died, you're allowed to marry her sister. Adkan, the arayas that have to do with that they're related to you in some way. The next four arayos are non-related arayos, isurei arayos that have nothing to do with because they're related to you.
Posuk yutes ve'elisho benidas tumoso lo isikrav legalois ervoso.
You may not have relations with an isha nido. We had the concept of nido before, at the end of Parshas Metzora, but over there it was talking about the tumo aspect of the nida. Over here, it's talking about the Isur Erva aspect of a nida.
Posuk chov ve'leishes amisecho lo yisitein shechov techo lezora letomeo vo.
Do not have relations with your friend's wife, otherwise known as Eishes Ish. Letomeo vo, do not defile yourself by having relations with an Eishes Ish. Posuk Chof Aleph, you could put in brackets, we're talking about the Isur of a type of Avodah Zorah. And then we'll get back to Arayas and Posuk Chof Beis. The Shaychus Avodah Zorah has to Arayas is because it is also a form of Znus, turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a married woman turns away from her husband.
Umizaracho lo yisitein lehavir lamoylech velo yisechalei leshem Elohecho ani Adonai.
And do not give over your children to be passed them through two pillars of fire. This was the Avodah Zorah called Moilech. Rashi learned that they would pass them in between the pillars of fire, but the child himself was not burnt. Others learned that they actually threw him into the fire and the child was burnt. Either way, you're not allowed to give over your child to the priests to do this Avodah. And do not be Mechalel Shem Hashem. This is a tremendous Chilul Hashem if someone does this.
Says Rashi, "La'moylech avodah zorah hin sheshmo moylech, v'zu yavidoso. Shemoisa b'noi la'kuimrim,
you give over your son to the priests. Voisim shtei medurais gdoilois, two bonfires.
U'mavirin es habein beraglov bein shtei medurais.
You walk him through the two pillars of fire.
Lo yisitein, zu yimesiroso la'kuimorim,
giving it over to the priests. Already that was the iser.
Le'havir la'moylech,
in order to zu havoraso eish." To give him over to between the pillars of fire. Close brackets, back to arayos. There are two more arayos that are nothing to not also because they're related to you.
Posuk chov beis ve'ezacho lo yisishkav mishke ve'isho ve'ezacho lo yisishkav mishke ve'isho toy eva hi.
Do not sleep with a man as you would sleep with a woman. The isra of mishkav zocho, it is disgusting.
Posuk chov gimel v'chol behemo lo yisitein shechov techo letome ovo
Do not have relations with an animal, whether a human being, a zohar, with a animal, or a female human being, should not have relations with a male animal. Tevel hu, Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means disgusting, or it means a mixture. You are mixing two types of zeroim, zera odom and zera behemo. Says Rashi, tevel hu, first pshat loshen, kodesh, ve'ervo ve'niuf. Kodesh is a person designated to do averos, to do arayos, loisie kodesh, loisie kadesho, ve'ervo ve'niuf, v'chein ve'api al tavliso, I'm referring to disgusting. Davorachel, tevel hu, loshen belilo, the irbuv, mixing together zera odom and zera behemo. Posuk chov dalet, al titamu bechol eile, ki bechol eile nitmeu agoyim, asher ani meshaleach mipeneichem. Do not defile yourself with all these arayos. This is what the goyim, that I am sending them out from Eretz Yisrael in front of you, this is what they do. Vatitmo horet voev koidavino oleho, vatoki horet es yoyisheveho. And as a result of the Knanim doing these arayos, it defiled the land, and therefore I threw them out of there. Ushmaltem atem es chukoisai ves mishpotai velois asu mikoilatui evois hoele ho ezroch veager agor mesoichechem. But you, Am Yisrael, should guard my chukim and mishpotim. You should not do any of the disgusting things mentioned above, whether a born Jew, whether a geir. Ki es kolatui evois hoelos huanshe oretz asher lifneichem vatitmo oretz. Because all the above mentioned disgusting relations, this is what the people of the land did before you came, and the land became defiled. And keep these mitzvahs in order that the land should not spit you out, should not throw you out when you defile the land, just like it threw out the goy before the nation before you. Says Rashi, "V'lo isoki oret eschem." The word "soki" has a connotation of vomiting. Moshe leben melech shechilu dovah mos, a prince that his stomach is very sensitive, only eats fine food. Shein oimed b'meyav elamekiyo. If you give him something disgusting, he'll vomit it. Kachet Eretz Yisrael is the princess of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Eino mekayem es ovre avero. It does not tolerate ovre avero in it. It spits it out. V'targumoi of loisoki v'loiseroiken loishen rikun, to empty out. Meriko atzmo mehem, it empties itself out from the ovre avero. Posuk chavtes ki kol asher yase mekoilatu evois ho'eile v'nichresu anefosh hois hois mikerev amom. Anybody who does one of these abominations, the disgusting relations, will be chayv kores hanefoshois, plural. Both the Zohar and the Nekeva are Chayiv Kores. Says Rashi, and the Foshos Oisois has Zohar and Nekeva b'mashma. Posuk lamed ushmartem es mishmarti livilti asois mechukois atu evois asher nasu levdechem v'lo yisita me'u bohem ani adoino yeloi heichem. And this is a commandment upon Bezdin, to guard, to safeguard these Isurim and make sure no one else in Am Yisrael is over them. Levil Tiasoi, do not do these Toyevois, these abominations that were done before you in Eretz Yisrael. And do not become Tomei, do not become defiled through them. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, if you keep these Isurei Arayos, then I will be your God. Says Rashi, Ushmartem es Mishmarti Lahazir Bezdin Alkach. V'lo Yitamu Bohem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ho im Titamu. If you do defile yourself with these Isurim, Eini Elokeichem. V'atom nifsali ma'acharai, I won't consider myself your God. U'ma'ano yesh li bochem, v'atam mischayvim kloyo. What benefit do I have from you if you're going to be chayv misa as a result? L'kach nema, that's why it says over here, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, only if you keep these Isuri Arayos. And let us sum up the Arayos that the Torah told us over here. I suggest you take a pen and paper and jot this down. In our parasha, the Torah lists 19 types of arayos. And here's the order. Number 1, Eishes Av. your father's wife. Number two, imoy. Number three, achoisoy, your sister. Number four and five, basbincho and basbitcho. And Rashi learned that with a kal v'chomer and a gzeira shavo. Number six is also bitcho, your daughter. Number seven and eight, achois avicho and achois imecho, your father's sister, your mother's sister. Number nine, another type of aunt, eishes achi avicho, your father's brother's wife. Note that there's a fourth aunt that's not included in the arayish de'araisa, and that is your mother's brother's wife is not an erva de'araisa. Number 10, kaloscho, your son's wife. Number 11, eishes achicho, your brother's wife. Number 12, 13, and 14, bas ishtoi, bas beno, bas bito, your wife's daughter and your two of your wife's granddaughters, her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter. And I pointed out when we learned it, this also includes in upwards, namely your wife's mother and your wife's two, both her grandmothers, her mother's mother and her father's mother is also included in this iser. Number 15, achois ishtoi, your wife's sister. Those are all the arayos that have to do with, that they're related to you. And the last four arayos, nothing to do with their relation to you, a nido, a shesish, a zohor, and a behema. Another way to remember the arayos is the following code, 7744, a sum total of 22. The first number 7 is all blood relatives, and they are bitoi, bas bitoi, and bas benoi, your daughter and both granddaughters. Number 4, achoisoi. Number 5 and 6, achois oviv and achois imoi. And number 7, imoi. All those 7 are blood relatives. Again, bitoi, bas bitoi, bas benoi, achoisoi, achois oviv, achois imoi, and imoi. The next 7 are relatives of your wife, and that is bito, bas bito, bas beno. Number 4, achois ishtecho, your wife's sister, and number 5, 6, and 7 is chamoisoi, your mother-in-law, eim chamoisoi, and eim choviv. It's not mentioned before in the Torah, but they are arayis, and they learned out of isho bito. The next 4 are ashes. 4 ashes, namely, if one of your relatives marries a woman, that woman is usher to you. And that is ashes bincho, ashes ochicho, ashes ovicho, and ashes achi ovicho. And the last 4 are the arayos that are not related to you. Enido, ashes ish, zocho, and behemo. 7744. And ad kan parshas Achrei Mois with its 3 topics. Topic number 1, Avodas Yom Kippurim done by the Kohen Godoil. Topic number 2, Shchut Eichutz, together with the Isra Vachilas Dam, Kisui Adam, and Tumas Nevelas Oif Tohir. And topic number 3, the Arayos.